Tautog.
Good afternoon. Just told you, I'm going to get more out of it if I wish you a good evening today.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. This public hearing is being held to consider amendments to the regulation pertaining to Tautog in order to establish a control date as a possible management tool to prevent additional overcapacity in the commercial fishery. If you allow me to give a little brief background here. Last December, the December 6th Commission meeting, Commission established conservation measures to meet requirements set by ASMFC in Addendum 6 to the Fishery Management Plan for Tautog. A 2011 update to the stock assessment suggested that coast-wide, the stock was overfished and overfishing was occurring. Addendum 6 set a rebuilding target to lower the fishing mortality rate to 0.15. This required Virginia to reduce future harvest by 50.5% from the 2008-2009 harvest levels. This severe cut was followed closely behind reductions in 2008, which required a 25.6% reduction in both commercial and recreational fisheries. There's no total allowable catch. There's no coast-wide commercial quota set for Tautog that would. So therefore, reducing harvest isn't simply a matter of lowering the annual quota. It should be noted that in some previous ASMFC required reductions, such as Addendum 5, in Addendum 5, size limits weren't considered. There were very few options to reach a reduction for the commercial fishery. Nearly all the reductions on Virginia's commercial fishery have come from increasing the closed season. Currently, the commercial fishery is closed 253 days out of the year. During the addenda process for both Addendum 5 and 6, staff met with the commercial industry to try and devise reduction options. At that time, some members of the industry asked staff to consider limiting entry to individuals that had participated in the fishery in the past. Some in industry pointed out these were the individuals that had already suffered through cuts from previous ASMFC reductions. In order to consider any type of management action based on past landings history in the commercial Tautog fishery, staff would need an actual date beyond which an individual's participation in the fishery would not be considered for any calculations or distributions of fishing rights. Staff has put forward the date of the last commission meeting where management measures for Tautog were established, and that's December 6th of 2011. As the control date. Although the intention of establishing this control date is to help limit effort and prevent overcapacity and overfishing, amending this regulation by establishing this control date will not do that in and of itself. If it's established, exactly how this control date would limit effort would still need to be considered. Although it would provide an end date for what landings can be considered, that we would still need to visit criteria on what level of landings over what time period, and many other considerations that still need to take place. That would involve additional industry input, and any such criteria would be brought before FMAC prior to another public hearing at the commission meeting. Staff is recommending adoption of this control date as one possible management tool in the future. Since this population is very difficult to characterize using traditional stock assessment techniques, it's very likely that ASMFC will continue to manage this fishery conservatively, and it's certainly possible that there will be more reductions at some point. Staff hasn't received any public comment on this today.
Thank you. Are there questions for Mr. Cimino? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Commissioner.
Mr. Palmer.
If I might, this was brought before staff by one person, to the best of my memory, who has yet to appear before the commission to speak about it. And once again, he's not here. Commercial tog fishing is already, by its very nature, a limited entry fishery. I've checked with staff, and they said there are five or six fish potters who will catch tog as a bycatch. And the only other way you're going to catch them is by having a commercial hook and line license. by definition, there are only 200 of them in the entire state, and most of those people are not involved in the commercial fishery. Therefore, it's my opinion that we should veto this because it's just one person who wants it, and it will not affect many people. The people who are in Lynn Haven that I spoke to, and as recently as just yesterday afternoon, are definitely against this. So that's my opinion.
Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if we could have some discussion at FMAC about this issue. In other words, vet it through that committee so that we can hear broadly from the interest on FMAC as to whether they think this is necessary or what the pros and cons might be, and then come back to the commission before reconsidering the matter. In other words, give us a chance just to hear back, hear what the advice is from FMAC before we make a final decision one way or the other. Is that an acceptable way to go forward?
It's acceptable to me.
I know. Well, I really don't see a reason even to bring it back in front of FMAC. It's been in front of FMAC. Joe, how many times has it been in front of FMAC?
As far as making this a limited entry fishery.
That's not the question. How many times has it been in front of FMAC?
Well, then I guess I don't understand. I mean,
just the tog fishery.
Cuts in general, yeah. It seems like it's a recurring thing.
That's what I mean.
And to be fair, I don't think there's anyone on FMAC that's ever represented themselves as a tog fisherman. But, of course, that doesn't mean that as an agenda item there wouldn't be individuals showing up. As far as whether or not there's further interest in this by more than just one person, the 2008 cuts spurred considerable talk about an ITQ, and any tog fisherman was invited to an industry meeting to discuss that. And there were actually several individuals that were interested in pursuing an ITQ at the time. But as is noted, there's been no public comment to date here, and there is no one at this meeting.
Excuse me, Mr. Tanker. What's the downside of having a control date, though? Maybe I'm missing something.
Well, there is just limited entry fishery, and this as it is. It's really, all things considered, an underexploited fishery, even though we had to take a 50.5% reduction. There are not many people involved in it, and one person who did mention about having a control date, in my personal opinion, is trying to corral the largest part of the market for himself. I'd like to see the wealth spread around. We've cut out most of the days of the fishery to make it a viable fishery for the people who are involved in it.
I think the important part of the staff recommendation is, as Mr. Cimino said, that the setting a control date is not in and of itself limited entry. It's merely putting the fishing public on notice that if we ever decide to limit entry in this fishery, this is the date we're going to use to judge whether you get a piece of the pie in the future or not.
Right.
So you're taking your chances, if you will, if you want to come into the fishery after the control date and make an investment in gear and boats and equipment, recognizing that if the commission decides to take the next step, you may be out of the fishery.
Right.
So that's what a control date does, nothing more, nothing less. Mr. Robbins?
Well, I think in light of the concerns that Mr. Palmer's raised, I'd just like to know a little bit more about the characteristics of the fishery and how many people are participating in it. I mean, if one person's supporting this, are there 50 others that might be affected? In other words, just having the benefit of some more background information on the performance and details of the fishery. I mean, I think the management context is one where suddenly it's a data-poor stock, but now we're forced to cut the quotas and we're looking at these low levels of available quota for the state, which may lead to some pretty drastic measures. But just from a fishery, from understanding the fishery, I think it'd be important to have some more information and maybe go through FMAC and just hear a little bit more about it before we take an action. I would offer that as a motion that we refer to FMAC and come back to the commission for discussion.
Motion is to refer to FMAC, seconded by Mr. Schick. Mr. Plummer.
I've just got one question. Are we able to retroactively set the control date? That doesn't create any kind of legal issue.
Well,
if I may,
sure.
I spoke extensively with Mr. O'Reilly about this when I first reviewed the reg because I had the same concern as an ex post facto kind of issue. But really, what this comes down to is actually advance notice about when something will occur so that you know when your control date is. I mean, Mr. O'Reilly, maybe you can explain it a little bit better than I. But
the example I gave is in the in Code Section 28.2.204.1, the commission has the ability to limit entry through licensing gear, whatever it may be. So to give you a hypothetical, if today the commission said, we've really got to do something tough on Tautog, how are we going to do that? They might say, let's go back to December 6, 2011 and not have anyone from that date forward be able to have any landings whatsoever in the future. And that would be a legal way to do the limitation, but it would happen on the spot with no notice at all. So for blue crab, for horseshoe crab, and for Tautog that's proposed, the control date that's retroactive, as Mr. Palmer indicated, does let everyone know, don't go out and invest in this, don't go out and get involved in that. You know, here's your notice. So that's the example.
Well, as long as we can still go back and consider that date at a later time, I see no problem having a discussion with committees to try to bring the issue out into the open, because we don't have anyone coming here to talk about it
right.
that has an interest in the industry. I mean, and I think Mr. Palmer's right. I mean, I hate to see one person driving an entire fishery and all of our regulations if that's indeed what's going on. So I don't object to continuing the matter until there's been some sufficient feedback provided to the commission.
Very good. Is there any other comments on the motion to refer to FMAC? Is there any objection to the motion? One objection is noted. We'll refer it to FMAC then. All right.